during the period of hard lockdown, where goods like alcohol and tobacco products were banned, it gave many a respite from indulging. But when alcohol was then allowed to be sold, we saw a spike, and particularly in our emergency cases and emergency room cases. That's nothing new in South Africa. We do have issues with regards to excessive drinking, and some of the data shows that it's not necessarily a lot of South Africans drinking. It is a few South Africans drinking a lot, and many strategies have been put on the table of how do we curb South Africa's excessive drinking culture. Is it an issue with advertising? Do we make it less glamorous? Do we not necessarily market to a youth or young adult market? One of the examples and one of the strategies that has been put on the table is let's price it in such a way that people are disincentivized to actually spend too much money on alcohol. Premier Alan Windey initiated or suggested some of these measures to implement at least a minimum price of alcohol, and that many countries around the world have already done this. Professor Corne van Walbeck is the director of the research unit on the economics of excisable products. He joins me now. Whenever it is tax day, or whenever it is budget day in February, and the finance minister announces that excise tax on what's known as syntax is raised, many people say, no matter how much you raise it, we're still going to buy it. I remember an aunt of mine said she would stop smoking by when the packet of cigarettes reached 10 rand a packet. It's now 42 rand a packet, and she's still, for example, buying. Does pricing alcohol and other products necessarily make it less desirable for people who actually want to consume it?
Yes, good morning, Lester, and it's lovely to be on your show again. The very quick answer to your question is yes, it does. And in economics, we have a term that we call the price elasticity of demand, and we've done a number of studies, and there have been hundreds of studies done internationally looking at how responsive are people to a change in the price of either cigarettes or alcohol or whatever the case may be. And typically for cigarettes, we find that if the price goes up by about 10%, consumption drops by between 6 and 8%. Of course, not everybody's going to drop their consumption, but at the margin, you're going to find that some people are going to smoke less, other people are going to quit smoking, and other people are going to not start smoking. A similar kind of situation we find for alcohol as well. There, the price elasticity seem to differ somewhat between beer, wine, and spirits. They are relatively less responsive to changes in the price of beer. There we think that the price elasticity is about minus 0.4 and minus 0.5, which means that for every 10% increase in the price of beer, consumption will drop by between 4 and 5%. For wine, it's a little bit more. And for spirits, we think that, or we estimate that for every 10% increase in the price, consumption drops between 7 and 8%.
And comparatively, South Africa has very, very cheap alcohol compared to other countries.
Absolutely. So if we compare ourselves to the really, really expensive alcohol that you would, for instance, find in Scandinavia, our alcohol is absolutely dirt cheap. And of course, there's a large range of prices within different alcohol. So I'm not talking about bottles of wine at 40, 50 rand in supermarkets, but you find that there's very, very cheap pubsack type of wine that is sold at very low prices, often aimed at the lower socioeconomic groups, and often aimed at just for the sake of drinking, not because there's any pleasure in it, but it's strong on alcohol, it's cheap, and it's a quick way to get drunk.
You mentioned the Scandinavian model, and we know that countries like Norway only has one chain store that sells alcohol, and that chain store is owned by the Norwegian government, which means all the profits from that store goes back into the Norwegian fiscus, and hopefully that then, you know, either goes into education or it's a limiting factor, it's a limiting barrier for people to drink excessively. I'm not saying that we should have a state-owned bottle store in South Africa, because heck knows where that money will go to, but at the same time, it is a good example of how you control and regulate the price to make it not so easily accessible.
Absolutely. And in South Africa, we do have excise tax on alcohol. So beer, wine, and spirits are subject to excise taxes, and the Treasury has a specific formula how they estimate or how they calculate how much the excise tax should be every year. And it's relatively substantial. However, at the bottom end, you find that alcohol is still sold very, very cheaply, and research that we've done indicates that a very large percentage of alcohol in South Africa is consumed in an abusive way, and that is what Premier Windy is aiming at. Unfortunately, we in South Africa, we don't have too many drinkers, so that's not the issue, but those people who do drink alcohol tend to drink in very, very excessive quantities, and our estimates indicate that at least 80% of all alcohol is consumed in a way that is deemed as excessive or as abusive by the World Health Organization. And what we mean by abusive drinking is typically a drinking session where more than five standard drinks would be consumed. In other words, five beers, five glasses of wine, etc.
Professor, the Popsock has been banned. It's been more than 10 years since the wine industry banned the sale of the Popsock. If I go to a bottle store or some, it's not necessarily sold on the front shelves, but it is definitely available, particularly in rural towns. Is there enough enforcement to ensure that particularly low quality, very, very cheap, and very haphazardly packaged alcohol is still being sold? Is there enough enforcement on that?
Yeah, that's a question that I'm not really in a strong position to answer. We are aware that very cheap alcohol is being produced in the Western Cape, often in large 5-liter bottles, etc. And we then one would want that kind of very cheap alcohol to be limited and to be regulated in a way that it's not available to people specifically for the purposes of getting drunk. So in terms of, is there sufficient policing power and power to enforce, that is something that Premier Windy would have to consider very, very strongly in his policies.
Professor Corne van Walbeck, Director of the Research Unit on the Economics of Excisable Products at UCT. Will the price, a minimum set price on alcohol sold, do you think it would stop South Africa's excessive drinking problem? Would you consider maybe limiting your drinking if it was priced out of your range? And it's quite interesting. While many people splashed out during the lockdown on illicit booze and illicit cigarettes, it was quite interesting when just last week FNB said that, in fact, the insurance division said that, in fact, according to their research, one in five people actually stopped smoking because of the lack of availability. But let's be honest, it was never not available. You just had to look where to find it. But that also, that pricing also became an issue. It was priced way out of people's market. What was now a 40 Rand packet of cigarettes was going for what? 150 Rand. And that was obviously priced way out of people's budget. And so many people stopped. But would the pricing of alcohol, would that, do you think, curb South Africa's excessive drinking?